Thank you and good morning. The District Attorney's Office has announced that 42-year-old Sean Blackman has been convicted of two counts of kidnapping to commit robbery, two counts of robbery, two counts of assault with a firearm, along with special firearm allegations, and he faces a minimum of 50 years in state prison. A jury found Blackman guilty of assaulting two men inside their residence while he was burglarizing their house on Booner Street in August of last year. Blackman used a shotgun found in the house to threaten the victims, and he tied them up, assaulted them, and then fled the scene in a stolen car, leading police on a high-speed chase through the city. Blackman was apprehended after he crashed the stolen car into a brick wall and attempted to flee on foot. The victims had been able to free themselves and flee the house, where they were able to call 911. Blackman will be sentenced on November 10th. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and the Board will approve the updated fee schedule for the upcoming year. The new fees will be in effect from November 7th onward, and they affect agriculture, building, public health, and public works and roads. The SUPs are also expected to approve one-year Measure Z funding contracts with local cities and organizations. The City of Eureka will get $450,000 for ongoing coordination efforts with the MIST team, and the County Fire Chiefs Association will get $1.8 million for equipment and technology purchases. The City of Arcata will get $328,000 for the resumption of its juvenile diversion program. Blue Lake, Trinidad, the Keemaw Medical Center, Ferndale, Rio Del, and the Area 1 Agency on Aging will also receive Measure Z funds for a total allocation of $3.4 million. The board will also approve the $400,000 Phase 2 acquisition of 190 acres of property for the McKay Tract Community Forest. The $400,000 in grant funding comes from the Trust for Public Lands and the State Natural Resources Agency. The supervisors are also expected to approve a consent decree with the Department of Justice, reaffirming the county's commitment to bringing county facilities and programs into full compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The board will also approve a contract for the construction of a new traffic signal at the intersection of Walnut and Fern Streets at a cost of $367,000. The bill will be paid for by the State Transportation Improvement Plan. The afternoon closed session will focus on performance reviews for department heads, including Public Works, Library, Planning and Building, and Health and Human Services. Jordan Christmas has news from the City of Eureka.
Local residents traveling through Eureka are advised to be on the lookout for traffic delays and detours at various locations as construction work begins this week. Sewer main reconstruction will take place between C and E Streets through October 28th, and traffic control and road closures will be in effect at 2nd, 3rd, C, D, and E Streets from 7:30 a.m. until 5 in the afternoon daily. Motorists are advised to plan accordingly.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills took his turn on Talk Shop yesterday and spoke about the changes that have been affected in the department since he took the job almost 3 years ago. Mills spoke about changing the culture at EPD, increasing the department staffing, and turning to the community at large for input on how to best serve Eureka. Mills said that overall, he likes the direction the department is headed and that in general, most people are supportive, but there are differing agendas and ideas.
I think we're at a good spot right now. I think that we're working really hard. The organization is moving forward. I think we've got the picture of where we want to be. Now it's executing to get there. Culture has shifted. Most people are on board. Can't say everybody because there's a lot of diverse opinions and a lot of diverse needs because it's a, you know, any organization, you have a lot of people that see things maybe a little bit differently.
Mills said that when he takes stock of where the department stands, he uses community input as a guide.
But overall, I think that we've made a very good turn towards working with the community and seeing that our authority is derived from the power of the community. I measure our department against the expectations of this community. So what does the community expect of us? This is, the police department belongs to this community, and so I measure it against that.
You can listen to Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills talk policing on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.